Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Rambo. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Devin Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. How are things going tonight, buddy?
Things are going well. A day closer to Packer football. Sunday coming up, Sunday night, taking on the Detroit Lions. And Troy, for the fourth year in a row, the NFC North is coming down to week 17. And I think this is exactly what the NFL schedule makers wanted when they set it up, that the divisional games would highlight week 17. I think this is exactly what they wanted when they wrote it up. You know, it's been Packers twice, the Vikings once, and maybe hopefully it can be the Packers again for the third time in 4 years, winning the NFC North. So, you know, that's going to be fun talking about today. So, just going to be a fun show talking about hopefully previewing a Packer victory. So, you know, with that, going to throw it back over to you and how are things out in Western Pennsylvania today?
Oh, wonderful. Just another great day, a little chilly, but just enjoying life, you know. I guess I'll put it this way, the big news is, you know, when you talk about pop culture, a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for, celebrities, right on the tip of my tongue, a lot of celebrities passing away, and sometimes you just got to look at what you have every day and enjoy the day that you have. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I'm not a big resolution guy, but you know, one of the things that I really want to do better is stop really worrying about little things, Evan, and just enjoying what I have in front of me. I also, every year I get another year older too. So, you know, I don't want to let time pass by and just enjoy everything that's going on. I know that we can often find things to complain about and wish things were different, but I'm really, really on this kick about just trying to enjoy what's in front of me and, you know, what life brings. So, you know, every day has been great and really enjoy that. And then, you know, the thing I look forward to every night, 11 o'clock, you and I get together. We talk sports. What a great gig. We've been doing it for 3 years, and it's just awesome to be able to do it. And tonight, exciting show. Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, like you said, playoffs on the line, fourth straight year. You don't really want, you know, you don't really always want this stressful situation, but hey, Evan, I think as Packer fans, we're blessed that we've been in the playoffs seven straight years, going for an eighth, a team that is consistently good enough to reach the playoffs. We're blessed to be able to have a competitive team. So it's going to be a great show tonight. And you look at what the Packers have done, Evan. Aaron Rodgers predicted that they were going to run the table, and he said he did it as a motivator. Well, he stepped up his game, playing better than maybe any quarterback in the NFL right now. Jordy Nelson looking like he's coming back to form. Names coming back on the defense. I mean, still a little thin at cornerback. A guy's getting a little bit healthier, but an offense that is finally not vanilla, that's able to actually go out, score points, and a defense that can get a stop here and there, things we've talked about. They need to continue this for one more week. I'm going to turn it back over to you, and let's get started.
Yeah, well, about 6 weeks ago, after Green Bay fell to the Washington Redskins on Sunday Night Football in an embarrassing fashion. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was just embarrassing. And you had wide receivers for Washington just running down the field wide open, catching touchdown pass after touchdown pass. And shortly after that game, Aaron Rodgers, the day after that night, said that he believed the team could run the table. Most, myself included, thought that Aaron Rodgers was crazy. You know, maybe Aaron Rodgers needed to be checked out for a concussion if he thought that this Packer team could win six in a row, especially with the Seattle Seahawks on the schedule. And I was listening, you know, I was at, you know, Angry Brothers Pub in Racine, where, you know, Bill Michaels and Kevin Holden and Mike Clemens and, you know, yes, a weather guy, but Drew Bagorn, were previewing the Packer and Viking game. I mean, Packer and Lion game, I'm sorry. And Mike Clemens brought up that, you know, and he was asked about it, you know, he said with a straight face that offensively they saw some things in that Washington game. He saw some things in that Washington game that made him believe that the offense was turning the corner, which obviously you and I didn't see it because the offense even looked like a hot mess. But after that comment, Packers have gone on a roll. They've won five in a row. A win on Sunday gives them the NFC North title. A loss may not necessarily knock them out of the playoffs, but we will know by Sunday night what a win or a loss would mean for both teams, depending on what Washington does. But the Packers' offense during this winning streak has been clicking on all cylinders. They've gotten Ty Montgomery involved in the running game, as you saw what he did against Chicago. He didn't necessarily have the same impact running the ball against Minnesota, but just the threat of that running game opened things up down the field, opened play action up, especially to Jordy Nelson. And without Randall Cobb on Sunday, we saw a lot of Jordy Nelson running out of the slot. And Jordy Nelson killed Minnesota out of the slot. They had no answers for him. He just completely destroyed the Vikings. And the offensive line, they've been pass protecting extremely well. You know, as a pass protecting offensive line, this Packer offensive line's elite. Now, if you take out the pass protection and strictly went to the run game, they wouldn't be anywhere near elite. But as a pass-protecting offensive line, they are elite. And they've also gotten Cook involved, who, before he got hurt, the last time these two teams played, was really looking like he was getting in sync against the Lions. So I expect Green Bay to maybe exploit that a little bit. And, you know, Randall Cobb is iffy on a gimpy ankle. The one concern offensively, Troy, I really have for this Packer team is Brian Bulaga. He full participant in practice yesterday, limited participant today. So I'm a little concerned there. That concerns me quite a bit. If Brian Bulaga is not able to play, it'll likely be Jason Spriggs playing right tackle. And I don't know how I feel putting a rookie in this situation. Winner-take-all type matchup. And we remember what happened the last time these two teams played each other. If I'm not mistaken, Josh Sitton had to play left tackle due to injuries, and the Packers were able to win with the Hail Mary to Richard Rodgers. But Detroit is not a place where you want to play, you know, different people on the offensive line. You'd rather play your starting five. But offensively, I don't see the Packers having a problem moving the football. Detroit's defense is not very good. They give up 103 yards per game on the ground, 245 through the air, 348 total, and they give up 21 points per game, and they allow 44% on third down conversions, which, you know, the Packers allow 41%. I think the Lions are probably the one team that are worse than Green Bay and getting off the field on third downs. I don't think Green Bay has a problem moving the football. The question is, are they going to be able to score touchdowns, or are they going to be settling for field goals? And the key, you know, with this Detroit team, they have to score touchdowns. They got to put the ball in the end zone when they got the chance. And they have Rodgers claims he's perfectly healthy now. This game is going to be on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders. They're going to win this game, or they're going to lose this game due to Aaron Rodgers. And The only concern I have with the offense is that if Brian Bulaga is not able to go and you got a rookie in at right tackle, that could really hurt, especially early on with the noisy crowd. But I'm very confident in the Packers offense going into Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm right on board with you there with this offense. It is looking really good, and it is quite amazing, Evan. When we look back and Eddie Lacy went down and then James Starks went down, we were looking really good in the beginning of the year with our running game. Power back in Eddie Lacy, change of pace guy with Starks, who can also run with power, but can also, you know, get outside, and we were all happy that we had two good running backs. They both went down with injury, and then it was just disarray. And then you had mentioned in a prior show, a great move by Mike McCarthy, switching Ty Montgomery over. Now, you know, it's not the same type running attack, but it gives resemblance of a running attack. And I'll tell you what, Evan, that is so key. The reason it's key that you have a resemblance of a running game is that the play action pass is still in play. There was a while there when it wasn't, and teams didn't respect play action. And we all know how well Aaron Rodgers plays off of that play action. And to be able to have Ty Montgomery, I don't need him on Sunday night, Evan, to rush for 100 yards. I need him to be effective. I need him to have the threat of having a big game on the ground. That's all they need. They need to have that threat so the Lions cannot cheat, so they can't drop linebackers, so they can't drop or have to just drop the safety, and they have to keep the Lions guessing. And that's all I need Ty Montgomery to do in this running game on Sunday night, Evan, is to give a threat of a running game. If he runs 10 times for 40 yards, but the play action is intact and it's keeping the Lions off balance, so be it. That's a win for me. Because Aaron Rodgers and play action, that is so key. Because we know that at times these receivers have had a hard time getting open when it's a longer developing pass play. But Mike McCarthy, Evan, I'm going to give him credit. It's almost like I gave him, I guess, a threat a few weeks ago. Like, you need to show me something against the Seahawks. And you and I both said, this could come down to coaching, and we never thought Mike McCarthy could out-coach Pete Carroll. But he had a hell of a game plan, and he's kept that up. And I'm looking at this game, and I have a lot of confidence in this offense. They've mixed it up. They've done what's working well. And it's an offense, as you said, on Sunday night against the Lions, should be able to move the ball. But the key to me, Evan, like you said, it's got to be touchdowns. Can't be Mason Crosby field goals. Because on the flip side of the ball, you have a Detroit Lion offense that can move the ball. And this is a confident team that has played from behind in the fourth quarter, that has had to rally and come back and win games. They're not going to get flustered if they're down by 7, if they're down by 3. What the Packers need to do, they need to go for the jugular, and they need to go for it early, Evan. They need to score, keep scoring, score more, and keep scoring more. They can't let the Lions hang around. If this is a close game in the fourth quarter at Detroit, I'm going to be on pins and needles. The hair that I have that is starting to turn gray is going to go completely gray if this is a one-score game with 5 or 6 minutes to go and the Lions have the ball. I really think, though, it might come down to who has the ball last. But I think if the Packers can go and move the ball and score touchdowns, I've said it all week, this defense only needs to be good enough to get 2 or 3 key stops in a game. And if they can do that while the offense is scoring touchdowns, you should see a Packer victory. So I want to switch over, Evan, to the defensive side of the ball, unless you have any last words on the offense.
Yeah, and I just want to pin I mentioned something that you just said there. If it comes down to the end of the game, game is close. You know, Detroit, I believe 8 of their wins this year have come in the fourth quarter. So they were trailing in 8 of their wins this year, and they came back to win. I think not too long ago was their first win of the year where they weren't trailing in the fourth quarter. And they're, I believe, 6-1 at home. So you definitely nailed it right on the head talking about, you know, if this game's close coming at the end of the game. So defensively, you said you wanted to switch over defensively. Defensively, you know, this Packer defense, I'm just going to be blunt. I have little faith in this Packer defense. I really do. Could they make things uncomfortable for Matthew Stafford? Yeah, Stafford's been very inconsistent since hurting, I believe, the middle finger on his throwing hand. His passes don't have the same zip to it, don't have the same tight spiral. And I think he's thrown 5 or 6 interceptions since he got hurt. So that's the one thing I think defensively Green Bay has going for them. Offensively, outside of Matt Stafford and the passing game, Detroit doesn't have a lot. They average just 82 yards per game on the ground. They're not a team that runs the ball a lot. They're a team that's going to throw the ball a lot. Matthew Stafford has 553 attempts, 22 touchdowns. And like I said, they're a team that's going to throw the ball a lot. Stafford had the 9 interceptions on the year, which I thought would be more, but he has 9 interceptions on the year. And with Stafford, you know he's going to throw a few that are going to be interceptable. And the thing is, Green Bay has to take advantage of it. The last time these two teams met, Green Bay got the win, but they didn't take advantage of Stafford's mistakes. And if you remember, too, Marvin Jones just completely went off for over 200 yards through the air. That's what concerns me, is the matchups on the outside, because the Packers' secondary throw is banged up. You got Gutner, who returned to practice today with a bummed elbow. He's expected to play. Demarius Randall, who got completely tore up by Jones, he had a bad shoulder. Rollins is banged up a little bit. So you have a secondary that's really banged up. And then Ebron got some good catches against Dallas last week. Ebron, the tight end, got involved. So there's a lot of weapons on this Lions offense that concerns me. And the one thing Green Bay has really lived on over the past several games is turnover. They're now currently a +7 in turnover differential, and I think there's something like +12 over these last 6 games with the turnover differential. They're forcing turnovers. That's what the Packers are doing right now. That they're living and dying by turnovers. You've seen when they force turnovers, they look great. But when they don't force turnovers, they cannot get teams off the field on third down. And that's going to be key against Detroit. They got to find ways to get Detroit off the field. And the big thing is pass rush. That's the secondary, regardless of how good or how bad the secondary is, that's the secondary's best friend, the pass rush. And it's going to be up to Clay Matthews, who had a great game against Minnesota. Nick Perry, who played with a with a cast on his hand that had 2 sacks in garbage time. And then I think the X factor, Troy, in this game is going to be Julius Peppers. Peppers was horrible against Minnesota. He was awful. And they're going to need Julius Peppers to show up and shine this week against Detroit if they want to even think about winning. Peppers needs to make a couple plays. He, in the past few weeks, have gotten some big sacks at key moments, forcing 8 fumbles, one that he recovered against the Bears. They need him to do that again. He's usually good for only about 1 or 2 positive plays a game. They need those plays to come, and they need them to matter big time. To me, that's the X factor. It's going to be up to Julius Peppers, and can he get pressure on Matthew Stafford? He needs to be a playmaker. If Peppers wants to go out with the Super Bowl, this is his opportunity to do it. He needs to get the Packers in the playoffs. If Peppers has a great game, I think Green Bay's defense should be able to make some big stops with big plays, and they should do okay. If Peppers is nowhere to be found again, I think Green Bay could be in trouble. So what are your thoughts defensively?
Yeah, scared. A little scared, Evan. This is not a defense that puts fear into other teams. Can they apply some pressure? Yes, but it's Matthew Stafford. It's at Detroit. It's a tough place to play against a defense that has bent a lot. You had brought it up on a prior show that they bent and they bent and they bent, but they didn't break. And they've got to do that again. And on the flip side, as we talked about the Packers scoring touchdowns, the defense has to hold the Lions to field goals. I think this is a Lions team that will move the ball against the Green Bay defense. And they do have to force turnovers. They've been living and dying by that turnover, Evan, and they have to capitalize on that offensively, which I think they can. The key is going to be, can they force the turnover? You've got a banged-up Matthew Stafford, which helps. And if you can make him uncomfortable, it'll make that injury feel even a little bit more worse. And I'm not saying you intentionally go after it, but if you keep hitting him, eventually that hand's going to get involved in one of those hits. And if he's getting pressure, he's going to start thinking about protecting the hand. So a lot of things will go on psychologically. The other key in this game that I think is pretty big is just the psyche. This is a big game for Matt Stafford. And I think all the pressure is on Matt Stafford and the Lions. Yeah, there's pressure on the Packers, don't get me wrong. But the Packers have been there, done that. They've been NFC North champs before. They've been in the playoffs 7 straight years. The Lions are trying to get back to the playoffs. I think all the pressure is on the Lions to win this game. And I think the Packers are a little more loose after winning 5 and the confidence that they have. I think that there's going to be that pressure. But the Packers are that team that have been there, done that. The coaching staff has been there. Aaron Rodgers has been there, league MVP, been to a Super Bowl. For Matthew Stafford, the pressure is going to be on him, and how is that going to affect him? I think we'll find out right away. And if there's a little bit of inconsistent play in the beginning, the Packers have to pounce. And I think they've got to come out fast to try and cause a turnover. My bold prediction, Evan, and we'll see if it works out. If the Packers can cause a first quarter turnover, I think the Packers win this game. And I'm not going to say easily. I don't think this game is going to be easy by any means. But for me, if the Packers can cause an early turnover, pounce on it, score a touchdown off that turnover, I think you see – again, not an easy win, but a Packer team that's in control, because then the Lions are playing catch-up. And, again, on the defensive side of the ball, the Lions are going to move the ball. They're going to get their yards. Heck, the Vikings moved the ball against the Packers' defense, Evan. And to me, that's an offense that's not very good. You're playing against a much better Detroit Lion offense. You mentioned no resemblance of a running game. I'm not sure if they're even going to try to establish a running game against this Packers defense, as you stated, that is banged up in the secondary. I think they might challenge the Packers to get pressure on Matt Stafford, and you might see Stafford heave the ball 50 times in this game, Evan, and that might be the game plan. If the Lions want to try to establish the run, I'm okay with that, because I think the Packers can stop the run game. I get more worried about the guys on the outside, the Golden Tates, the Anquan Boldins. That scares me a little bit, because our cornerbacks cannot cover those guys play in, play out for 3, 4, 5 seconds. And so if you see Stafford throw the ball 50 times, that might be a norm. But at the end of the day, this defense needs to cause an early turnover. And as I've stated, for them to have success in this game to win, they've got to make 2 to 3 key stops to change momentum, get good field position, maybe hold a drive to a field goal. It doesn't necessarily have to mean no points. It just has to be key stops, key third down plays And they only need to do that two or three times because I believe this offense is going to be very effective and be able to score points. But with that said, Evan, unless you got anything else about the game, let's turn it over and let's give our predictions. Before I do that, though, I do want to give you the results so far of the poll I put out about who is going to win the game. And I just have to pull it up quickly. It was 90% Packers win about 5 minutes ago, and I can't imagine that it got any better or worse than that, but it was around 90%. And as my wonderful slow internet out here in the studio rolls, I'll turn it back over to you with your prediction, and then I'll give the update.
Yeah, well, I looked at the game, and I already said I think it's going to come down to, you know, Julius Peppers needing to make somebody big play. And another position I forgot to mention, a position that's been playing much better for Green Bay as of late, special teams. I think it's going to come down to who can make a special teams play, either a big tackle on a punt or a big punt return or kick return. I think it's going to come down to that. And I think Micah Hyde, I think he's going to be returning punts Sunday, and I think Micah Hyde breaks a big return, if not for a touchdown, to set up a touchdown for Green Bay. I think Green Bay wins. The confidence from what I've heard in the locker room is high, very confident, feeling that they can win this game. They're rolling on all cylinders right now. They're a hot team right now. I know the odds aren't necessarily in their favor. However, I think Green Bay wins. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Green Bay gets the win somewhere along the lines of 37-31, 35-28, somewhere along those lines. But I think it's going to be a key punt return for Micah Hyde that's going to be the X factor in this game. So that's my prediction.
Wow, you're going big offensive outputs here, Evan. Talking 30 points. I think it's going to be offensive after a little bit. I think you're going to see butterflies in the beginning. I think you're going to see like a heavyweight fight, two teams maybe trying to feel each other out early in the first quarter. That's why I said I think the Packers need to come up with a big turnover early. Before I get into my prediction, the Twitter poll, if you want to vote, folks, if you're listening to this archive, go to @RedLightSports and join in. I just put it up for one day. But right now, Evan, 91% say Packers, 9% say Lions. So our fans, and I know a lot of our fans are Packer fans, so I know it might be a little biased poll, but it's 91% Packers, 9% Lions. If you're listening, go vote and retweet it. I'd like to get more of an unbiased, maybe national thought in here, but I think a lot of that might be a little biased, Evan, because we do have a lot of Packer fans that follow us. But I think, Evan, early in this game, you're going to see some nerves. You're going to see some pressure put on players by themselves, like I said, with a Matthew Stafford. And I think you probably almost get lulled to sleep there early on. But then I think the offense has finally figured each other out, the other team's defense, start moving the ball. I think you're going to see a score in the 20s. I think it's going to be Packers 27, Lions 20. I said it comes down to whoever has the ball last. I think this is a game that you see close. Maybe in the end, 20-20, Aaron Rodgers has the ball, leads them down the field. Whether it be that big key stop because the Lions have the ball last or the Packers score because they have the ball last, I think it's a one-score game. I think it's that close. I'm right there behind you with the offense. I say 27 points for the Packers. I think the Lions put up 20. But we agree. Green Bay Packers win the sixth game in a row, claim the NFC North, and host a first-round playoff game. As you said, before the game starts, we will know what this game really means. Is it a one-team in, win and in, or are the Redskins going to falter and both teams are already in the playoffs? Either way, it's going to be a great game, and I look forward to it. And then you and I will get back on Monday night, hopefully previewing a Packer win, and we get to do Packer preview on Thursdays for the playoffs. But what else you got for the listeners tonight?
I got nothing else.
Sounds good. With that said, everybody, hope you enjoyed the show. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Go Packers. Evan and I, will get back with you Monday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Have a great night, everyone.